It's 11 a.m. Welcome, everybody, to Skid Row Studios, where all you have to be is insane in the membrane. Yes, I'm the Chickster. You got it. Brought to you in vivid black and white from the demolished, dilapidated section of downtown Los Angeles. Skid Row Studios is built with integrity. Spit and gum, wine bottles, cork bottles, piss and shit, chicken wire. All you really need is a rusty old shopping cart filled with $2 chug, cardboard boxes, a bag of carrots, a blanket, a fart cushion, glass bottles, tin cans, a toilet paper roll, a transistor radio, and headphones. Now, folks, you got it. You're in tune to Chickster's Nest, only in America, where it takes balls to be up here. Yes, I am the Chickster on SkidRowRadio.com. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I am the Chickster. We got a great show for you today, folks. Freudian slip. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to get under your slip, lady. But anyway, it's a great show, and it's all about beauty. Yes. Come on, come all. Scratch your nutsack and pat each other's back. And all gynecologists, pull out your butterfinger and stop licking ass. Hello, everybody on a different planet. Come on down to Earth, you freaks and geeks, birds, turds, the disturbed bankers and tax collectors out there, and mother-in-laws and nagging women. I got news for you, turkeys. I have words that should be encouraging. I don't want to give you anything negative. Bad energy, no good. You know, Sears couldn't say it better. Die hard! I don't want to die with a heart off. Either does Hugh Hefner or Ron Jeremy. Say, kids, what time is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's time to get a fucking watch.
Ladies, lesbos, germs, this is only a podcast. One of a kind in the world, because Chickster's insane in the membrane. That's right, I'm insane. I can't help it if I'm crazy. The white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. Oh, don't stain your coats and get that sticky, gunky, funky stuff on it. I know what you're doing. Ah, hello again, fucks. I mean, folks, I can't get that right. I'm the Chickster, and I assure you I didn't lose my pinwheels or balls on the beach, just like the Beach Boys once did. There once was a fellow O'Doul who had red lipstick on his tool. His doctor, a cynic, said, get the hell out of my clinic. And wipe off that lipstick, you fucking fool. You're listening to episode number 11, Chickster's Nest, where all you have to be is lucky. And when you listen to this show, you won't crap out. Welcome, everybody, all walks of life. Welcome to Chickster's Nest, the Tijuana Jackass and Eat Gina Club, the Ensenada Free Holy Club, the Pittsburgh Wife Steelers Club. Hello to the Antarctica Eskimo Eat Tampon Spear Club. Hello, Stench Penis Club in Great Neck, New York. The Hell's Angels Ventura Penal Cyclist Club. The Circumcision Decision in Queens. Hello, everybody. The Arkansas Douche Merkenstock Club. The Hawaiian Eat Vagina and Poi Club. The Funkin' Wagnall Fuck Each Other Club. Hello, Vancouver and Undercover Panty Pulldown Club. The Menstrual Cyclist, the Kotex Club in Pittsburgh. The Penis Stretch Club in Great Neck. I said that already. Hello, Gay Strays Spit Out Club in Venice Beach. The Penile Cyclists in Ohio. Yes, and I want to say hello to Sarah Lee, Fucking the Farm Boys from O'Leary's Farm. Yes, this is Chickster's Nest, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, everybody. And I said it's episode 11. I lied to you. It's episode number 12. Yes, a baker's dozen. You're going to get more insane comments from me than ever before. Chili con carne through my crack. Soda crackers up my ass. Here comes diarrhea down my ass. Lots of cheddar cheese coming fast. You can't run away from diarrhea. Diarrhea runs with you. How to stop it? Well, plug your butt up with your thumb or stick some shrubbery up your ass. Now, do you want a brown thumb? The answer is probably no. You want a green thumb? Then the answer is definitely yes. And this
is Dr. Seymour Butts. Have a blast with an enema. Stick it up your ass and hold your nose. Call me at 1-800-DIPSHIT. 1-800-DIPSHIT.
And remember, folks that are listening to Chickster's Nest, shit happens. Oh, boy. She once entered a beauty contest. They fined her $100. That's not too fun. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Beauty is when a woman looks the same after washing her face. She wears so much makeup that she has to talk through a straw. She looks much prettier than a tax refund. My wife's beauty parlor has a recovery room. And when she leaves the beauty parlor, they make sure she leaves through the back door. My wife has been a blonde, a brunette, a redhead. Why, she even has plaid dandruff. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they say beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes all the way down. Tell a woman she is so beautiful, she'll believe all the other lies. The key to beauty is hanging around with real ugly people. I have a story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into the bathroom, I stepped into a big pile of shaving cream, be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break up with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer. I admit each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of... Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of... An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of... When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with... And now, folks, my story has ended. I think it's time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, just step into a pile of shit. A codfish lays 10,000 eggs, and the homely hen lays one. The codfish never cackles and tells you when she's done. So instead of codfish, it's the humble hen we prize. If it only goes to show you that it pays to advertise. Now, little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, spreading her legs so wide. Ha-cha-cha, along came a spider who sat right beside her, took one whiff and died. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha, juty, juty, juty. There once was a man from Gorsham who took his bollocks to wash 'em. His wife said, Jack, if you don't put them back, I'll stand on the bastard and squash 'em. Well, you see, a young lady got swept by the tide, and I saved was a full pile of pride, along with two wanks. Out came my shank. All I really wanted was just a ride. I just.
I'm crazy. Oh,
I can't take up. I can't take this. I'm crazy. I'm insane in my brain. I can't help it. Shut up. Okay? All right? I'm crazy! Shut up, you white coats! You're not coming yet! Go in a corner and do something! Oh!
Sid and Sadie. A fellow by the name of Sid Abel had a big fight with his wife, Sadie Abel. Sid was under the weather, and Sadie Abel was very capable of knitting a sweater. If only her husband's head was cleared up and felt better. Sid said,
I'm sick of your fucking ugly sweater. And if you weren't so effing ugly, you'd look better.
And sadly, Sadie got up and said, shut your big ugly mouth. I'm moving out. And Sid was abrupt and didn't shut up. So Sadie grabbed 4 suitcases and filled them up and moved to Beverly Hills. She had her fill and stood still. And she cried and cried. 5 years of marriage was suddenly dead. And she looked into the mirror and she put her hair up in dreads. And she moved to a condo without a dime. She started to work for a plastic surgeon, Dr. Harry Fine. Soon they fell in love with the full moon above. They had sex. And when push comes to shove, they looked at the moon above. Yes, they were deeply in love, and Sid now regrets calling his ex-wife a filthy bitch. Now she's filthy rich, and Sadie had her husband. Somebody to give her a facelift, a body lift, a boob lift, as a gift. As Sadie, the new lady, nibbled on a bagel and a piece of lox, and sure enough, here comes the Botox, not to mention another injection. Just for infection. Yes, and now her body glows, her boobs really show, and she giggles and she loves her life as her tush starts to wiggle. And her new husband, Fine, says, everything is divine. I want to meet one of my patients. His name is Hep, and you know who he is. He's really Hef, and sometimes he's funny and sometimes he's not, but I'm going to put you into Playboy. And little behold, Sadie's body turned to gold. Harry got Hef to put her in the newest Playboy centerfold. And as time went by, her ex-husband Sid was very sorry for what he did. But his divorce, unfortunately, took him for a surprise. And looking at a new Playboy centerfold, he couldn't believe his eyes. He wanted to choke the chicken, and his life was turning to mold. He pulled down his jock. He showed his cock, and he showed his rocks, and he suddenly went into shock. Let it behold that this centerfold, I was told, was my ex-wife Sadie. And Sid said out loudly, Lord, I had a good life. To hell with my ex-wife. And he cut off his penis with a kitchen knife. But Harry lived, and he forgived. He repented for his sins and drank half a bottle of gin. Amen. 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 He said in a dream, I had you, babe. I got you, babe.
To be you, it had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Never be cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Baby, it had to be you, wonderful you. Had to be you.
And now, because you've all been so sweet, another duet for you. They say, well, you can, we don't know, won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know, I guess it's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's always spent.
Well, I don't know. We ain't got no plot. Still, I'm sure of all the love we got, babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
When I'm sad, you're a clown. When I get scared, you're always around.
Some people say your hair's too long. I don't care. With you, I can't go wrong.
So put your little hand on in my heart, there ain't no hill or mountain we can climb.
Oh,
babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
That was I Got You, Babe, Tiny Tim. I've been saying to the membrane! I can't take this no more! I don't know what's going on! What's going on here? What do I do? What do I do? Help me. Give me a Fizzbrun. Somebody. Help. Help. Ahem. A strange fellow from Leeds swallowed a package of seeds. Great fruits of green grass sprouted out of his ass, and his balls were covered with weeds. Did you hear about Harry Lockett? He was blown down the street by a rocket. The force of the blast blew up his balls and up his ass, and his pecker was found in his pocket. There was a young girl from Cape Cod who thought babies were fashioned by God. 'Twas not the Almighty that hiked up her nighty. It was Roger the Lodger, my God. There was a sailor named Bates who dances the fandango on skates. A fall on his cutlass has removed from him nutless and practically useless on a date. There was a girl named Anne Heiser who claimed no man could surprise her. So I took a chance. She found a Schlitz in her pants. Now she drinks a lot of Budweiser. There was a rug weaver in Kaloum who liked carrying men in his room. In the height of his fever, the demented weaver is what we call a fruit of the loomer. While dining in Peru, a woman found a dick in her stew. The waiter said, "Please don't shout and don't wave it about, because the others will want one too." The sea captain, tender's young bride, fell into a bay at low tide. You could tell by her squeals that some of the eels had discovered a dark place to hide. There once was a man from Sarand who thought stroking his penis was grand. He started in distaste at the gelatinous paste that found him in the palm of his hand. A steward who worked on a clipper was a little bit of a nipper. He plugged up his ass with fragments of glass and circumcised his poor little skipper. There once was a man from Peru who fell asleep in a canoe. Dreaming of Venus and playing with his penis, he awoke in a canoe full of goo. Oh, boy. You know, you could always tell whether a woman had a face lifted. Every time she crosses her legs, her mouth opens up. It's a good thing, folks. Beauty's only skin deep, or I'd be rotten to the core. That was Phyllis Diller. Plastic surgery, a fantastic Mae West and a movie actress. You know, the one thing that she always said, her famous line, you know, "Why don't you come up and see me sometime?" Anyway, to make a long story long and a short story short, a plastic surgeon, a fantastic plastic surgeon, Mae West was knocked down by a car, and she was laying unconscious on the roadside. She felt herself drifting through a long, dark tunnel towards the light, and she met God. It's not your time to go," God said. "You have at least another 30 to 40 years of life." So she went back to Earth, where she made a full recovery. Mae West was so grateful, and she was so lucky to escape, that when she was discharged from the hospital, she decided to embark on a new way of life. She went to the best doctors in Beverly Hills for a complete makeover. And she basically revised herself from plastic surgery. And she was very grateful that this happened to her, because she put her body back in her original state. And she says to the doctor, "You can come up and see me sometime." Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, a new revolutionary sensational new skin cream is now invented by white folk, egg yolk, chips, punks, spunks, and Grand Funk Railroad, endorsed by the Master Bait Society. Spunky, funky, crunky, chunky, monkey frame cream. Don't hesitate before your skin flakes off. What are you waiting for? Rub it on your face. Rub it on your penis. Put it on your butt. Put it on your puss, your tuss. Don't be a wuss. Why let your skin go down to nothing? What the FK are you waiting for?
available at leading stores throughout your area, endorsed by the American Bugle Boys. Yes, pom-pom girls and dildo heads. Spunky, funky, chunky monkey cream. Save your skin, but most of all, important, save your ass. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Chickster's Nest on Skid Row Studios, and it's a pleasure to be here. Of course, it's a pleasure to be anywheres. I'm happy. I really am happy.
Now for the City Slickers New Year's resolutions. I'm proud to say that Dr. Birdbath has promised not to give girls with the new look that old whistle. George Rock, our jovial 200-pound trumpet player, has promised to throw away his yo-yo. And Doodles Weaver resolves not to steal my Esquire magazines. Is that right, Doodles?
Come, Horace.
I'm Horace.
Of course.
Sir.
And the rest of the Slickers are...
We're ready for the downbeat, maestro.
Okay, we give you our New Year's resolution.
Resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, the window, I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it. Here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching LOC, and a lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass, how about you? Let's hear your resolution.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet, and politely offer her my wifey seat. This is my New Year's resolution. How about you, George Rock?
Mother says it's good to learn to read and spell, but it's best to learn to play piano well. So I resolve to practice hard and learn to play, 'cause who knows, I may be president someday. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebum, huh?
On the radio this year, I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my rare new Rubelicia, Babalusia. Dorothy Shay. Miss Dorothy Shay.
I left the Ozarks just to see the USA, 'cause I want to learn to speak the proper way. I resolve to learn my ABCs and G. Maybe H-I-J-K-L-S-M-F-T. This is my New Year's resolution.
In this coming year, I'm going to be discreet. Have the Slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
Yes, Happy New Year, everybody. And that was Happy New Year by Spike Jones. That's an old classic tune. I know I made my resolutions for 2013. Should have been revolutions. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that I don't want you to go away. All you puppies and pussies, goats and sheep. Coming up is Claustrophobia with up-to-the-minute last-second news. And then you will hear from the one and only Una Moon with astrological forecast. She'll tell you an old tale, a Shel Silverstein poem, and words of wisdom. She'll even go to some Skid Row bars. I mean, try to sing a few bars. But right now, let's hear it from the news. Hello, ladies, Waldos, Dildos, and the Brainless, the Weird, and the Dreadful. Welcome to Up to the Minute Last Second News. And this, my friends, is Claustrophobia, your correspondent, bringing it all to you. I'm the diaper man, the fur pie man, the news man. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep. And Charlie Chaplin never made a peep. And the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep. And I wish to hell Harper would speak. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeway... Will you shut up? And on the freeway... I said, would you shut up? I got a radio show to do. I'm on the news. Thank you. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps. And the Angelinos beep. Flash. Flash in the pants. This just in. Will you stop trying to butt-fuck me? I'm sorry, folks. There was a young man from Hong Kong. Yes, who had fingers that were skinny and long. He ate rice with his fingers. The taste of it lingers. But now all his fingers are gone. They're gone.
Never planned by your imagination. Situation. So heavenly.
So heavenly.
Fairyland where no one else could enter. In the center. Just you and me.
Beat like a hammer.
Beat like a hammer.
My arms wound around you tight.
Ba 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 ba, yeah.
And stars fell on Alabama last night.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster, here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. For all of you Taurus that have a birthday today, happy, happy birthday. Today, April 28th, you'll break big goals down into small chunks and get to work in May. June puts a new person in your life. And for all of the other Taurus, this beautiful day, here is your astrological forecast. You are finding a new sense of identity apart from your family role. You accept that your family did their best for you. Your lucky numbers are 20, 4, 17, 39, and 18. Today, we are speaking of beauty and love. Remember, beauty is always in the eye of the beholder. Speaking of love, Venus was the goddess of physical love who presided over drawing people together to marry and animals to mate. It was her son Cupid that did the heavy lifting. It was his arrows that quickened desire. In this complex mother-son relationship, Venus could not fully perform her duties without Cupid's contribution. Thus, Venus kept tight control over her son's activities, micromanaging who he shot with his arrows and when. You could say that Venus-Cupid relationship mirrors the relationship of mother and son before the son matures through sexual development to manhood. I have a little poem called The Beauty of a Woman. The beauty of a woman isn't in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen from in her eyes, because that's the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. The beauty of a woman isn't a facial mole, but truly beauty in a woman is reflected by her soul. It's the caring that she cares to give, the passion that she shows, and the beauty of a woman with passing years only grows. Now, a little poem by my favorite poet, Shel Silverstein, called Nobody. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Nobody picks me peaches and pears. Nobody offers me candy and cokes. Nobody listens and laughs at my jokes. Nobody helps when I get in a fight. Nobody does all my homework at night. Nobody misses me. Nobody cries. Nobody thinks I'm a wonderful gal. So if you ask me who's my best friend, in a whiz, I'll stand up and tell you that nobody is. But yesterday night, I got quite a scare. I woke up and nobody just wasn't there. I called out and reached out for nobody's hand in the darkness where nobody usually stands. Then I poked through the house in each cranny and nook, but I found somebody each place that I looked. I searched till I am tired, and now with the dawn, there's no doubt about it. nobody's gone. The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you, while combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you, forever and ever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever, we'll never, we'll part, oh, how I love you, together forever, that's how it must be. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. He's insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I'm insane, insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. I can't take this no more. Oh, I'm cracking up. I'm cracking up. Oh, shut up. You shut up. Listen. Get this fly out of here. Darn it. Oh, I'm losing my pinwheels. I'm losing my head. I'm losing my hat. Oh, boy, I'm sorry, folks. Oh, hello once again, you crazy fucks. Forgive me, kiddies. I mean, folks. You know, I was thinking about playing piano and making a few bucks on the side. I don't mean bending backwards because, you see, I'm really not Greek. I'm not a freak. And speaking of bucks, I know a man who gives hookers money just to get them back on their feet. Yes, ladies and gentilia, this is your host who loves you the most, just like spreading toast. I'm the one and only Libra Raunchy. But that's okay. You can nickname me Cucaracha. Ha ha. Today's show, yes, it certainly is about beauty. You know, the other day I was putting on my pancake makeup, and last night somebody poured syrup all over my body. I was so shocked that one of my legs gave out. I felt like I was going to IHOP. You know, folks, my nephew went to Europe to study piano, and the neighbors sent him. Anyway, folks, a piano teacher I know addressed a problem student. If you can't behave, I'm going to tell your parents you have real talent. I thought you'd get a kick out of that one. You know, folks, there are two ways to handle a woman, and nobody knows either of them. I thought that was kind of funny. Well, folks, it's about that time. Of course, I'll be around any time. You know, what did the Leaning Tower of Pisa say to Big Ben? If you've got the time, I've got the inclination. Well, anyway, this is Libra Raunchy signing off until next Saturday. I guess I'll see you. You know, I'll be seeing you in old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces. All day through, in a small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything light and gay. I'll think of you that way. And in the morning when I find you, I will love you through and through. For I'll be seeing you. For I'll be seeing you. So long. Yes, that was Libra Raunchy, ladies and gentlemen. And I had a request come in the studio. Do you remember when I did that song about the boxer dog, Rover? Well, I got another request from a gentleman, Simon Nataway, in Springfield, Massachusetts, who said, Chickster, I'd love to hear that poem once again about the boxer dog. Well, my golly, good molly, I'm going to read that. A boxer dog with an uncommon name of Rover was sniffing dishes that were left over from the night before, just before the lazy Floyd Hubbard finally put them away. But something strange was going on. Rover was standing at the one door with his dinner plate. In particular, it was his favorite plate, and Mr. Floyd Hubbard discovered that his penile shaft is in denial. You see, old Rover bit off Mr. Floyd's penis, thinking it to be a Vienna sausage, and all Rover could do was smile at Mr. Floyd and give him a couple of woofs. But it was too late. Mr. Hubbard's penis was on a dinner plate, unwashed, and Mr. Floyd Hubbard grabbed his crotch and said, "Oh, my God! Yeah, I've been shafted!" And he saw tears and stars and put the shriveled-up penis in an empty mayonnaise jar. And abruptly, out loud, he told his wife, "I have no bone to pick with you ever again! And I'll never do the goddamn dishes again! From now on, sweetheart, it's paper plates! And I'm gonna get a fake penis! I'm leaving you! I'm out of here! So long!" And poor Mrs. Hubbard cried for at least 3 to 5 minutes. And the boxer dog named Rover said that he'd like another bone. Well, he scratched and he scratched at the cupboard with his paws. So old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog, Rover, a bone. And when she bent over, old Rover turned over, for he had a bone of his own. Well,
once again. This is Una Moon, back to bring you some words of wisdom, poetry, and a few special lyrics. Our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but by how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings to us, but by the attitude we bring to life. A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst, a spark, that creates extraordinary results. You know, a dream is like a river, ever changing as it flows, and a dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's behind you and never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will call my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try, so I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away, to what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shore and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tides. I feel pretty, oh, so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me. La 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 la. I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine and so pretty. Miss America can just resign. La 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 la. See the pretty girl in the mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and enchanting. Feel like running and dancing for joy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Back to the trickster, back to the trickster.
I feel ugly, I feel ugly, I feel ugly, and I'm crazy in the membrane. I feel, I don't know, I'm nuts, I can't help it. Oh! A gentleman is one who never swears at his wife while ladies are present. A husband is living proof that a wife can't take a joke. A husband said to his wife, "No, I don't hate your relatives. In fact, I like your mother-in-law better than I like mine." A perfect wife is one who helps the husband with the dishes. A successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can spend. A successful woman is one who can find such a man. A toast to the newlyweds. May your ups and downs be between the sheets. A wedding ring is like a tourniquet. It cuts off the circulation. Yes, my friends, that's what it's all about. I'm telling you. Well,
you always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always tell.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls alike, everybody that listened today, I love you. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank my chief engineer, Laramie Jeremy, for his help and support. A wonderful guy, April Hobbit.